Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome to the April 15th, 2007 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me tonight to have a can't-miss program lined up for you. Our topic is about the most common, tenacious, and torturous skin problem in America, eczema. Depending on which medical source you read, eczema affects between 6 to 12% of us on a regular basis. It is a red, itchy, and raised skin affliction that can occur in patches and affect one area of the body, or when it is at its worst, it can cover the entire body. Eczema usually affects the folds of the body, such as the inner elbows and wrists, back of the knees and legs, the buttocks, and behind the ears and the neck. In Greek, the word eczema means to boil out. At times, that is exactly how eczema looks. It can look violently red and irritated, raised and bumpy, where a honey-colored serum may look as if it is actually boiling out of the skin. Eczema usually presents itself with a voluptuous itch that, when scratched, it feels so good to scratch. You want to scratch more and more and more until the skin has been ripped to shreds and starts to bleed. To make matters worse, conventional medicine has no cure for eczema, and the patient is left frustrated and without hope. We also have a special guest joining us. My patient Ed will share his story of how long he suffered with eczema, how his total body eczema made his life miserable, how many dermatologists he sought for help without relief, and finally, what we did to eliminate his eczema forever. Stay tuned to learn how Ed beat the incurable eczema. Now, let me tell you about the upcoming topics of the next few weeks. Next week, our topic will be about osteoporosis. Osteoporosis affects one in every two women over the age of 65. One in every two women will suffer from an osteoporotic fracture sometime in their lives. One in three women above the age of 80 will fracture a hip, and 20% of them will not recover from the complications of that hip fracture. Tune in to learn how osteoporosis develops, what you can do to protect yourself from developing osteoporosis and recover from it with food, supplements, and exercise. Then in 2 weeks, on April 28th, my patient Casey will be joining us to share his story of suffering with extreme anxiety, depression, asthma, headaches, digestive problems, sinus problems, and a host of many more with you, and what we did to help him eliminate all of these symptoms with natural medicine. Again next week, how to keep the calcium in your bones and beat osteoporosis. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry, the Tri-Element Supplement Company, Nature, Science, Integrity. Nutrex Hawaii produces the bioastin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. Divita Natural Skin Care, engineered by nature and formulated by science for healthy, vibrant skin. The Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature forming, and jodei, the medical art from Japan. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Flora Supplement Company, producers of liquid phytocapsules and quality nutritional supplements for a healthy digestive tract, bone health, and detoxification. The Good Health Food Store, more than just a health store. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Stay with me and I'll be right back with Ed, and he'll tell you his story of how he overcame eczema right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of the Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a naturopathic physician and has been in private practice since 1988. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine. You may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. That's 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, our topic is about the most torturous and aggravating skin affliction in the world, eczema. Depending on which medical source you read, eczema affects between 6 to 12% of us on a regular basis. It is a red, itchy, and raised skin affliction that can occur in patches and affect one area of the body. When it is at its worst, it can cover the entire body. Eczema usually affects the folds of the body. In Greek, the word eczema means to boil out. At times, that is exactly how eczema looks. It can look violently red and irritated, raised and bumpy, where a honey-colored serum may look at it as if it is actually boiling out of the skin. Eczema usually presents itself with a voluptuous itch that, when scratched, it feels so good, you just have to scratch more and more and more. To make matters worse, conventional medicine has no cure for eczema, and the patient is left without hope. Tonight, my patient Ed has been generous enough to share his story of how he beat eczema with us. Ed, welcome to Wellness in the New Millennium.
Hello.
Ed, let's just cut right to the chase then. How long did you suffer with eczema?
I suffered from eczema probably from about 2001.
Okay.
That was the first occurrence.
All right. What areas did the eczema affect you?
It affected me on my forearms, my elbows, my knees, and my thigh area.
Okay.
My back.
In your back?
My cheeks, sort of where my sideburns are.
Oh, okay. Okay. How did the eczema make life difficult for you?
Made it difficult because of the itch.
Okay.
The kinds of treatment that I received, I had to put ointments on.
Okay.
And also take the different kinds of steroidal
medications. All right. How many doctors and/or dermatologists did you see for eczema over the years?
I've seen one medical doctor and three dermatologists.
Could you tell us what the treatments were like with them?
Basic treatments. First of all, they told me that there was no cure for my eczema.
So they did tell you that?
They did tell me that, yes.
Okay.
And basically, the treatments they gave me were topical steroidal type of creams, prednisone.
Okay.
Oral.
All right. Oral prednisone, too?
Oral prednisone.
Okay. So prednisone, the most common medication used for eczema, typically the topical ones at first, and it usually does help. Right, because it suppresses your immune system from removing the poisons that your immune system is trying to take out through your skin. Can you tell us, what was the response to the topical steroids at first?
They helped a little bit. They helped to, alleviate a little bit of the itching and the redness, just the look, the bumps and the redness.
Yeah.
But it was always temporary. It always came back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did it have a tendency to come back worse?
Yes.
It was slowly worsening.
Exactly.
All right. So, and you also took oral steroid, prednisone. When you're taking prednisone orally, that's a very powerful medication. It's working systemically, so typically oral steroids or oral prednisone is given to an eczema patient when the condition is covering multiple places of the body. How did the oral prednisone work for you?
It helped to diminish a little bit of the eczema. I think it's in the beginning, and then I would say 75%
went away.
It went away.
Yeah, right. But you still had 25% of the eczema.
That's correct.
So it never totally...
Got rid of
eliminated it. Eliminated the eczema at all.
That's right. And then and then eventually when I went off of the prednisone, because you can only take it for a short period of time, it came back worse.
Then you had it...
Then I had it.
Originally, before you took the oral prednisone.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. I'm just going to mention what happens when we have eczema. So according to the medical books and the immunology textbooks, we have eczema because there is a poison inside of our body. Medically, we call it toxin. Typically, when we do have eczema, whether it's covering one small patch a nickel-sized patch, let's say, on your body, or whether it's covering your whole body, you have to have, according to the immunology textbooks, excessive amounts of these toxins in your body that your immune system is actually gathering up and eliminating it out through your skin. As it's taking it out through your skin, it's actually trying to kill the toxin. And that's what produces that redness in your skin. And then the damage to your skin with the bumps as well as the fluid weeping out. So the immunosuppressive drugs like prednisone or corticosteroid ointments that people are given for eczema, they do exactly what their classified drug classification is they suppress the immune system. So if your immune system is removing poisons out through your skin, producing the eczema, the medication will stop your immune system from removing the poisons out through your skin. So your eczema will look like it's calming down. But if your immune system is not removing the poisons out through your skin, where's the poisons going? They're staying in your skin and they're actually now building up because they're not being eliminated. And that's why when the medications wear off, like Ed was saying, the eczema got worse because there's actually even more poisons inside the body. What most eczema patients tell me, Ed, is that the thing that just drives them crazy is that itch. Yep. I mentioned a voluptuous itch. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, it's an itch that you want to try to scratch, and then, you know, after a certain point in time, after you scratch something that's itchy, it sort of goes away. But
right.
This kind of itch is you can scratch continuously, and the more you scratch, actually, it feels better because, you know, is that why you call it the voluptuous?
Because you scratch, it feels better, so you scratch.
So you
some
keep
more.
On scratching,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And the itch never goes away.
It never goes away. No, it always returns. It always comes back, and
right.
And then sometimes you scratch to the point. Sometimes when you're sleeping,
yeah,
what happened to me? And I would wake up and I would be bleeding.
Right.
Because I didn't know in the middle of the night I was scratching unconsciously.
Yeah, yeah. And that's very common with eczema because most people notice that their itch gets worse at night when they're sleeping, mainly because the bed is warm. And that's the warmness actually brings circulation to the surface of your body or your skin. And along with the circulation comes those toxins. Mm-hmm. All right, Ed. You also mentioned that you had an increased pigment to certain areas of your skin. Yeah, could you tell us about the increased pigment?
I guess it was mainly, in the areas, you know, where the eczema
was.
Eczema was, right?
Yeah, okay.
It was so just darkened.
Darkened skin.
And so patches, it would be patches of darkened skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's because of the abrasion and the damage to the skin from the scratching.
Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned that you were concerned with acne. Can you describe the acne that you suffered from?
Yeah, I had acne as a teenager, but sort of later on in adult life, every now and then I would sort of get acne, mainly like on my back area.
Okay.
And I would go to dermatologists and they would, of course, treat me with antibiotic.
Okay.
Tetracycline or the monocycline type of antibiotics.
All right. You also mentioned that the eczema actually broke out on your back, and you mentioned to me before the show started that area was actually weeping. Can you kind of describe that for us?
That was a really intense eczema on my back, to the point where, as you said, it was weeping, sort of that honey-colored syrup, and it was in, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 different spots or areas on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to change t-shirts, you know,
mm-hmm.
several times during a day,
right,
because of that.
Okay. And the serum and the that comes from the weeping eczema or skin has a very distinct odor, that a lot of my patients mention. It's a pungent odor. I don't know if you noticed that.
I noticed that.
Yeah. So if you do smell that again, I'm sure it's going to ring a message that, yep. Oh, yeah, that's that person has eczema.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you also had mentioned, too, that you had sinus problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you tell us about how long you suffered from the sinus problems and how they affected you?
I've had sinus, I mean, at least 20 years or more, long time.
Okay.
Basically, it's just uncomfortable, the stuffiness, and, you know, sometimes it drains, sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, mainly, it's at the uncomfortability.
Okay.
Of, and not, you know, not have really able to breathe through your nose.
Your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the areas you should be able to breathe from, right? Did you seek medical assistance for the sinus problems?
I didn't seriously pursue it. My general physicians would say, oh, you know, you can take, those kind of pills that help dry up your sinuses, make you breathe better,
mm-hmm.
or the nasal sprays.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like the feeling when I took the oral medication.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of makes you, I don't know, dizzy and tired, drowsy.
And tired, yeah.
And it wasn't very good using those sprays all the time as well, little nostril sprays.
Ah, okay. All right, so you did give them a try, but you didn't really care for the effects of them. Okay.
No.
All right. So, Ed, when you came in to see me, why did you come in to see a naturopath after, you know, you're seeing the three dermatologists and the medical doctor?
I think it was a timing issue. I had returned back to Hawaii, and the eczema flared up when I returned here. And so I looked up an old dermatologist whom I remember going to back in high school, which I won't mention, but that dermatologist was out of town. They recommended another dermatologist. I went to see that person.
Okay.
And same course of regimen.
Same treatment that you had taken before.
Same thing. We can't do anything about it, but, you know, since that helped you before, why don't you just go back on the prednisone, and come back. And it helped temporarily.
Okay.
You know, but then it did come back again.
Okay.
And right at that time, I happened to see an article that was written about you.
Oh, okay.
In a health weekly.
About
a woman, and I thought, I think, you know, I'd like to try this.
Try that.
Because, you know, I've
tried everything else. Well, you tried the best that conventional medicine had to offer.
Right.
And it really hasn't helped you. Okay, I didn't know that you read that article.
Yeah.
You probably did mention that to me, and maybe it didn't come up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What did you think of that article when you read it?
I thought it was amazing article. And this woman had eczema in more extreme than in my case.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, if this woman had this extreme amount of eczema had this kind of result,
mm-hmm.
In the naturopathic treatment, you know, I said, I wanted to speak with you. If not anything, because I may not even go on the thing, but I just need to speak with you,
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to learn more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. What did I tell you was causing your eczema, if you can remember?
Yeah, you told me that it was a systemic candida.
Infection.
Okay.
What did you think of that when I told you it was a fungal infection causing your eczema?
Yeah, when you first told me that, it didn't make sense to me,
mm.
but you did when you explained it, you pulled out the medical textbooks and you gave me the explanation medically what the textbooks say, and then also you reinterpreted it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was an easy form for me to understand.
Okay.
And it kind of made sense.
Yeah.
As a person who I try to eat healthily, and
mm-hmm.
so it's, you know, health or directed or health oriented type of things are not too foreign to me, so I was able to accept it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Was that helpful for you, going over the medical books and you actually seeing what are in the medical textbooks?
Yes.
Written about?
That was very interesting.
Okay. And what Ed is talking about is we looked at how fungal infections start, and it is actually starts when we take regular dosages of antibiotics, steroids, or immunosuppressive drugs and prednisone, as well as chemotherapy medications and estrogens like birth control pills. So it actually says that in the medical books that when you take these medications, it causes a fungal infection. And when it causes the fungal infection, the fungus actually will make these poisons in our body, which our immune system will remove with a type 3 and type 4 immune system reaction, a special reaction that actually takes the poisons out through the skin. Yeah? And that was helpful for you to see with your own eyes.
Yes.
All right. Yes. All right. And for Ed, for the listening audience, we know that you had mentioned that you took a lot of antibiotics as a teenager for the acne treatment.
That's correct, yes.
And that was probably what caused the fungus to mm-hmm. start to grow. You also had a tonsillectomy way back mm-hmm. when.
That's right.
Do you recall why you had the tonsillectomy? Was it just because that's what they were doing at that time, or did you have a lot of...
No, I think it's because that's what they were doing at the time. Yeah.
Okay. So would you tell the listening audience what type of treatment I recommended that you go on?
You recommended me to go on an anti-candida diet.
Okay. So... the article did mention something about a diet change, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
So you weren't surprised by
it? I wasn't surprised, no.
Okay. When we actually went over the diet, though, were you surprised?
Surprised only to the extent that because it was such a specific and pretty disciplined diet.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was impossible to do, but I thought, okay, well, I have to be really... really focused in order to to do this correctly.
Right. Would you mention to the listening audience what your diet was, how specific it was?
Okay. I received like two different lists of foods that I must avoid and food that I can eat. And generally I had to eliminate the dairy, gluten, all types of sugars, mm-hmm. Which also meant not being able to have fruit juices or fruits.
Right.
Candy, chocolates, pies, cakes, all those kind of stuff.
Oh, good tasting stuff.
Certain specific type of nuts had to be avoided. Milk, mm-hmm. Dairy,
right.
Products. Also fermented products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So shoyu and all those kind of stuff.
Right, vinegar.
Vinegars.
Anything with vinegar in
it. Anything with vinegar,
kimchi.
Exactly.
Yeah, anything fermented. You mentioned fruits.
Fruits.
All except one fruit, was...
avocado.
And papaya.
I could have a papaya a day.
One papaya a day was the limit,
but
you could eat as many avocados as you want. Sorry, go ahead, Ed.
And also, there were restrictions on the type of... poultry and beef. So if I were to eat poultry or beef, it would have to be either organic and or free range type of poultry or beef.
Okay. And on top of that, bread and pasta
and
crackers.
Right.
The are considered simple carbohydrates.
Right.
And
white rice.
White rice and potatoes.
Potatoes.
As well as certain other foods that aren't related to sugar, like tomatoes. Eggplants. Bell peppers, mushrooms, because that's a fungus, pork, mm-hmm. and soy and corn.
That's right.
So, tough diet?
Pretty tough.
Yeah. No doubt it's not an easy diet to do, but like most of the listening audience have heard, the patients have been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to comment anything else about that diet before we move on to, what happened after you went on the treatment? Or we can talk about the supplements that you're put on, too, though.
Okay. And regarding the diet, you also gave us a list of foods that we could eat. And, there are actually a lot of foods that you can eat.
Yeah.
So it was just a matter of, focusing in and, alternating your combinations of foods. So... it was difficult, but it's not impossible.
Can we talk about the foods that you could eat? Would you mind sharing with the audience what you ended up eating a lot of?
A lot of fish.
A lot of fish. Fish is good.
Yeah. Lots of salmon. And also lots of vegetables.
Okay.
The broccoli, they're very green vegetables. But there were a lot of vegetables you could accept.
those four.
Except those four.
Tomatoes,
eggplant,
bell pepper, eggplant
and mushrooms.
Potatoes. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But you could eat all the other vegetables.
All of the others, right.
What would you eat for breakfast, though?
For breakfast, I would have either a papaya,
mm-hmm.
and those brown rice cakes, and I would either alternate putting an almond type of spread, almond butter, on it.
Okay.
And butter, because it's not butter, but it's just that cream.
Right. Like peanut butter.
Right.
You would use almond butter because peanuts was not allowed on that
peanuts
diet.
Are not allowed, no.
So no peanuts, no pistachios, no cashews,
no
walnuts.
Macadamia
nuts. All right. So all the common ones.
Right.
All right. What would you eat typically for lunch and dinner?
Lunch or dinner, I would have either some kind of fish with vegetables and brown rice, the acceptable type of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a broccoli or spinach type of thing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cauliflower.
Okay.
Poultry, if I could find some place that had free range poultry, which mm-hmm. there are some places that do.
Yeah.
And also the free range beef.
Okay. You can find hormone free chicken at Costco, Sam's Club, Foodland, and Star Market very easily. I think even Safeway now is bringing more in.
Right.
But the free-range chicken, not so many other places. Free-range beef, where'd you find the free-range beef?
At Star.
Star Market.
Star Market.
Okay.
Right.
As well as the a la meat market.
Okay.
Would you just briefly mention the supplements that you were taking, if you can recall?
Sure, yeah. Let's see. I took a combination of an enzyme, which helped me to strengthen their digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sort of like an herbal supplement, which killed off the candida.
Mm-hmm.
A supplement it was a liver cleanser.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, it helped to strengthen the kidney and the liver as
uh-huh.
well.
Right.
I also took another a probiotic supplement.
The good bacteria.
Which was the good bacteria.
That we're trying to put back in your body.
Exactly.
Well said, Ed.
Yeah.
I'll just kind of go over what you just mentioned. So,
okay.
Number one, because fungus typically likes to take residence in the digestive tract first. Because when you take a lot of antibiotics, most of the good bacteria rest in your small intestines, colon, stomach. Those bacteria are killed, and whatever was in competition with them will end up growing. Whatever is not being attacked by the antibiotics, which is the fungus. So they take over in the digestive tract. A fungus really doesn't belong in the digestive tract, so that will weaken your digestion and predispose you to not digest your food very well. Because the fungus, they are freeloaders, they just live off you. They don't help you at all with digestion like the good bacteria do. So you have a tendency to form food allergies. So that's why we want to strengthen your digestion right away so that you don't form food allergies to this new rigid diet that we put you on. And plus, it's meant to help strengthen your digestion. The second supplement is a broad-spectrum antifungal. It's going to kill all families of fungus inside of your body, specifically in your small intestines. And then we want to repopulate your body with the right bacteria, the healthy bacteria that keeps you well. And we wanted to also clean up your liver and kidneys, give them a little tune-up so they could work better, because as we go after the fungus, they're going to be asked to remove more toxins out of circulation. All right, Ed. So before we talk about Ed's recovery, we're going to go to a commercial break. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Stay with me to learn more about Ed's fascinating story of beating eczema right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrix Hawaii, DeVita National Skincare, the Good Health Food Store, and the Island Wellness Center. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, our topic is about the most common and torturous skin affliction in the world, eczema. And we have a very special guest with us, my patient Ed. Ed, you just kind of mentioned how bad your eczema was, how long you had it. You went to see three dermatologists and your internists. The treatments didn't work. You talked about what I diagnosed you with, a systemic candida infection, and the treatment that we put you on, a very rigid diet, plus supplements that worked at killing the fungus and repopulating your body with the right bacteria. Would you tell the listening audience what happened after 2 weeks on the treatment that I put you on, if you can remember that?
Yeah, after 2 weeks on the treatment, the itching subsided. It was still itchy, but it was less intense.
Okay.
I could see that the actual eczema patches of those areas were starting to calm down.
All right. You also mentioned that your acne was better.
Exactly. Yes.
And your sinuses.
That was interesting. Yeah. The sinuses were a bit getting clearer.
All right. And as well, you had mentioned your energy picked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts about the improvements that you made in 2 weeks?
I was really happy, I kind of thought, wow, this is pretty amazing.
Yeah, things are going.
In this short, two-week period, that I would have this kind of changes and I didn't have to put creams on or, take any kind of medications made me feel weird.
Yeah. All right. Would you tell us about the extent of your recovery after 6 weeks on the treatment?
Yeah, after 6 weeks on, the itch actually went away. So I wasn't scratching anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the eczema patches cleared up even further.
Okay.
Energy level was really good.
All right.
Yeah.
How was your acne and your sinuses at that point?
And actually, the acne was very good. It pretty much cleared up. Yeah. And sinuses were very clear. I mean, initially when I went on it, it kept on draining and draining. And I think I mentioned that to you, and you said, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, why am I just constantly, running? My nose is running, but it was my sinuses draining.
Yeah. Your body actually removing the waste that's in your sinus. Typically, the interesting thing is the medications used for sinus problems actually almost like freeze dry the mucus right in your sinus. So that's why you always feel like you constantly have this congestion in your head or your sinus. And your body actually wants to remove it. And, we're allowing your body to do its thing.
Mm-hmm.
But not taking any medications. All right, Ed. So you're feeling a lot better.
Yes.
Right. Your eczema much better. Your acne much better. Your sinus improving a lot. Your energy really good. What were you thinking after 6 weeks of being on that treatment?
That it's all paying off. That rigid diet.
Okay.
Specific rigid diet. I said, okay, this is worth. It's worth the while because, it's definitely a change. Yeah.
All right. Would you tell us what happened with your eczema after 3.5 months on the treatment?
After that, the 3.5 months, it cleared up.
Totally
cleared up.
All right.
Yeah.
You had mentioned something to me at that time about the eczema when it cleared up. You recall what that was?
What did I say?
He said, I had never had
eczema. Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So the eczema was always with you.
That's, yep.
Up until that point. All right.
Yeah. And you had actually said to me that this is actually pretty quick.
It was.
And then I thought, that's good then.
Yeah.
But I was very focused, and I was very followed that diet really strictly.
You were really
to the point that my friends would say, "Well, how come?" And like, "What you can't eat that?" And I have to explain. And when I was at restaurants, it took me a while
to order
because I had to eliminate and figure out what combinations and can you make it with this or that. And normally I'm really quick deciding, but I had to take a lot of time. So this is good. It's worth the while.
All right, making a big scene at the restaurant was worth it. So you would have to probably explain to your waiter or ask your waiter or waitress or food server, does this dish have this or does it have that? Can you take this off? Can you add that?
That's right.
So you're going through that routine when you went to the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, your itch at 3.5 months.
No itch.
Totally gone.
Yeah.
Sinuses?
Clear.
And your energy.
Good.
All right. Yeah. Would you tell us, you know, what you were feeling at that point after 3.5 months? I know you mentioned that, you know, it's all worth it.
Yeah, worth it. Yeah, I was very relieved. Yeah, I felt relief. Yeah.
That maybe you...
That I wouldn't have to, you know, think like, well, one day it's going to come back again. Or like, oh, okay, after I stopped taking the prednisone, I think, oh, came back within a month or whatever, so... And I didn't have, yeah, I kind of eliminated that feeling that I'm going to have to endure another bout.
All right. So you're feeling pretty confident now.
Yeah.
All right. I did mention that you were responding really quickly to the treatment.
Right.
I know 3.5 months must have felt like forever for you.
Pretty long to me.
But I think I had mentioned to you when we first started on that first visit that typically eczema would take between 6 to 8 months
That's
to clear
right.
up.
Yeah.
And when I first told you that, what were you thinking?
I thought, that's a long time to be on this diet.
Yeah, 6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months.
But you were willing to do it.
Sure, yeah.
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 You wanted the eczema to be gone.
I wanted to really give it a try.
All right. Yeah. So 3.5 months, the treatment was working really well. The eczema was eliminated, but then... Now the second phase of the treatment, which is to determine which foods you may be allergic to.
Yes.
Now, when I mentioned to you that you possibly could be allergic to tomatoes or eggplant and soy, those kinds of foods, what were you thinking back then when you first met me?
I didn't think that I understood what you were saying, but I'm thinking like, oh, I'm not allergic to those kind of foods because I've been eating those foods
right.
all my life.
Yeah.
And I've never thought or, you know, experienced like an allergic reaction. So,
right, right.
Yeah, I thought, okay, well, I don't know. You know, yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, a lot of patients say that. Some actually mention that. I'm not allergic to tomatoes because I've been eating them my whole life.
Yeah.
What happens, though, is we develop food allergies along the way. You know, we're not typically born with a food allergy. We develop them over time. And usually we become allergic to a food that we like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we went through the food testing process. Would you tell us which foods we found out you were allergic to?
Soy, eggplant, mushrooms, cashew. And coffee in the beginning.
Coffee.
Yeah. And peppers.
Bell peppers?
The bell peppers.
Right. Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, right.
And yogurt.
Yogurt.
And yogurt. So
right.
What were your thoughts when you found out you were allergic to
that
those?
That was surprising because I ate a lot of soy stuff like tofu.
Mm-hmm.
I ate tomatoes, but not a lot. I ate all of those foods.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. And there we go. Yeah. You know, we are allergic to the foods we eat most often.
Yeah.
What happened when you ate? What kind of reaction did you get when you ate those foods?
I would either break out a little bit in a certain area of like little kind of rashes.
Mm-hmm. Or like eczema would come back in certain areas.
Yeah. And then also my mouth would get itchy with certain of them, like the bell peppers and the eggplant would get really itchy in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But other than that, the eczema, you know, in little patches would come back subtly, but it would come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we went through that process of testing which food you were allergic to. We found out you were allergic to, let's say, eight foods that uh-huh. you typically liked. Did you drink a lot of coffee?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. So we found out you're allergic to coffee. How was that for you?
That was kind of
That was tough.
Yeah, that was tough.
All right. How are you today? I mean, when you first came in to see me, you recall the date?
I don't recall the date. No.
Was that like about when?
It was about a year.
A year ago?
About a year.
Okay, let me check. Looks like November 2005.
Okay.
Yeah, the last time I saw you is probably about like, or the eczema went away, I guess about March, April 2006. How's the eczema today?
No eczema.
No eczema still?
No, exactly.
Has that ever happened to you before?
No.
No.
Never.
All right.
Yeah.
Ed, you had mentioned to me at the commercial break that when you lived in New York before you came back mm-hmm. to Hawaii, you actually saw, I guess, two dermatologists in New York?
That's correct, yeah.
And you mentioned that one of them was actually one of the top dermatologists in New York State.
Yep.
New York City. Yeah. And the results?
The results were that there's nothing that can be done, but we can treat this with the oral prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
And so several courses of that.
So he put you on the oral prednisone.
Yeah, and some topical steroid creams.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ed, you had told me earlier that in New York City you actually own a restaurant.
That's correct.
So I know you know foods, but you also probably love foods.
Yes. Yeah.
It must have been tough for you to go on that diet.
It was hard, but like I said before, it made me more creative. So, you know, making different combinations of the food or meals,
mm-hmm.
And trying to make up different combination of meals if I went out to restaurants.
Mm.
But yeah, it was tough, but it was challenging.
I'm sure,
yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that you would go to restaurants with your friends and stuff, and it would be a long process to order foods. Were you losing friends at that point?
Well, they thought that I was losing it. Like, why are you taking so long? What are you thinking about? What, you know, well, how come you're asking so many questions?
Did they know you were going through that process?
So some friends I explained, you know, other friends I kind of just didn't, because, you know, I knew that they wouldn't get it.
Mm.
So I would sort of just, you know, try to be quiet about how I ordered and, like, I ordered, you know, and never explained the whole process because I knew that they just wouldn't get it.
Yeah. They think, Ed, you're nuts.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. He lost it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did you ever believe that you could be free of the itch and the eczema? You know, like, let's say when you were at your worst, when I guess you were in New York City,
right,
or maybe
right.
when you first came back to Honolulu?
Not a positive thinking, but yeah, I mean, you come to a point where you think, okay, well, they say that, you know, there's nothing that can be done. So I said, well, then I'm going to have this reoccurring, like, throughout the rest of my life, and I'm just going to have to then, you know, take what the MDs say I need to take.
Right, right. So you just thought you'd be taking...
When it popped up, okay, well, then I'll have to go, you know, get a new prescription.
Yeah, yeah.
But get the cream. Put the cream on.
Take the oral prednisone.
Take the oral prednisone. Yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah. After you came in to see me, you know, for the eczema, and I told you we're going to treat you for systemic fungal infection,
right?
And you had seen the top dermatologist in New York City. What did you think? He was telling you there's no cure.
Yeah.
You know, nothing that can be done for your eczema. And I'm telling you, we're going to fix you, Ed. It's going to take 6 to 8 months, but we're going to fix you. What did you think?
Well, I was very hopeful because of, you know, the information, the article that I had read on you,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
hearing about someone who had a case that was more extreme than mine,
mm-hmm.
and the kind of recovery that this person had.
Yeah.
You know, so I was very, you know, I wanted to be very open and, you know, was looking optimistically, you know, at seeing you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that looking at the medical books didn't hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That made a lot of... It connected everything together.
All right. Would you like to say something to those who are suffering from eczema right now out there?
Yeah, I'd like to say that, you know, if you have a similar story where you've seen dermatologists or internists that experience the same things that I went through with temporary relief, and if you haven't, you know, tried a naturopathic therapy, I think that that's something that you should consider, you know, because it definitely worked for me.
Thank you, Ed. Good job. You know, Ed,
I'm
sorry
to
say, you're welcome. I'm sorry to say our time is up though tonight. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your story of recovering from your eczema with us. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed tonight's program and learned something of value. Please join me next week. Our topic will be about a problem that affects one in every two women over the age of 65, osteoporosis. One in every two women will suffer from an osteoporotic-related fracture sometime in their lives. One in three women above the age of 80 will fracture a hip, and 20% of them will not recover from the complications of the hip fracture. Tune in to learn how osteoporosis develops and what you can do to protect yourself from developing osteoporosis with food, supplements, and exercise. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by TriElements, Nutrix Hawaii, Pan American MOA Foundation, Divina Natural Skincare, Enzymatic Therapy, the Flora Supplement Company, the Good Health Food Store, and the Island Wellness Center.